请我们大家翻到罗马书第十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans chapter 12.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God.
那在这一段圣经里面，我们特别注意两个地方，一个就是将身体献上，当作活祭。
In this passage, let's pay special attention to two places. One is present your bodies a living sacrifice.
那另外一个地方就是心思更新而变化。
Another place is renewing of your mind.
我想我们圣经暂时就读这么多。
We stop our scripture reading for the time being.
我们知道这个周末。从礼拜五昨天晚上跟今天早晨，我们环绕在圣经中一个非常重要的故事。
We know this weekend, Friday, last night, and today, we are surrounding a very important story of the Bible.
这个故事其实就是我们的故事。
And this story is truly our story.
圣经把它记载在旧约以斯帖记里面。
The Holy Spirit recorded it in Old Testament book of Esther.
那这以斯帖的故事其实就是我们的故事。
The story of Esther is actually our story.
那里给我们看见有几个主角。
There shows up several characters.
一个是亚哈虽鲁。
One is Ahasuerus.
一个是哈曼。
One is Haman.
这是一对。
This is a pair.
还有一对就是摩迪改和他收养的以斯帖。
Another pair is Mordecai and adopted daughter Esther.
那这些的角色，这些的人物，事实上呢是有代表性的。
These characters, they are all representative.
他很奇妙的就把我们一生蒙恩得救以后的写照告诉了我们。
Wonderfully, they have described the picture of our salvation and life.
我们知道启示以斯帖记以斯帖里面有这个有一个王叫做亚哈虽鲁王。
We know in Esther there is a king. His name is Ahasuerus.
他是波斯大帝国里面的一个王。
He is the king among the kings of Persian Empire.
那个时候波斯大帝国有他的版图大概有127个省。
At that time, the extent of the kingdom extends over 127 provinces.
从非洲的以索比亚一直到今天的印度，一共有127省。
From Africa, from Ethiopia and Africa, all the way to India, 127.
如果我们要知道这个国度的荣耀，我们只要读第一章就很清楚了。
If you want to know the glory, the riches of this kingdom, you just read chapter one.
那圣经就是用这样的符号来形容说，我们这些人就是像亚哈虽鲁一样。
And the Bible used this as a picture to describe what kind of person, people we are.
我们每个人都是喜欢做皇帝。
Each and every one of us want to be the emperor.
所以这里有一幅图画，有一个皇帝就代表了你和我这样一个人。
Here, this picture shows there's this king who represents you and me.
从第一章你看见他，你会发现说他的意志是最高的意志。
From chapter one, you see his will is the highest one.
他的意志就压倒了全国上下人民的意志。
His will overshadows each and every one of his citizens.
这就是我们自己的写照。
This is a description of ourselves.
我们主张都是最重要的。
Our opinions are the most important.
我们的看法都是最好的。
Our views are the most best.
没有人能修正我们的看法。
Nobody can correct our views.
所以在我们的心目中，我们就像亚哈虽鲁王一样。
In our heart, we are exactly like Ahasuerus.
但是感谢主。
But thank God.
虽然是皇帝。
Even though we're emperor.
但是我们知道，这个皇帝是可以改变的。
We know this emperor can be changed.
因为这一段故事，这个以斯帖的故事，前面给我们看见他是昏君。
In the first part of Esther shows he is a tyrant.
后来昏君就是昏庸的君，就是
昏庸，
就是昏庸的，就是
yes, kind of foolish.
Yes, 可以可以这样说。
Foolish king. 那么然后呢到了后来就变成英君了。Later on, he became a wise king.
我们说君王很英明或者他很昏庸，那么都我们读历史的时候都是这样评断一个王，他是昏君呢还是英君。
When we read the history, we always like to judge whether a king is wise or not wise.
但是亚哈虽鲁他又是昏君又是英君。
Ahasuerus, he's both wise and unwise.
但是现在的故事就是告诉我们他怎样的从昏君结果变成了英君。
Now this story shows how he was transformed from the unwise into a wise king.
他永远是皇帝。
He's forever the emperor.
但是他现在有个很大的改变。
However, there's a great change in
this. 这个改变就怎样的从昏庸的结果变成英明。
Now from unwise, from foolishness into wisdom.
那这个改变的故事。
This change, the story of change,
就是我们的故事。
Is our story.
我们刚才读到罗马书有一句话叫做“心思更新而变化”。
We read in Romans the word renewing of our mind.
你知道我们蒙恩得救以后，我们有很大的改变。
We know after we were saved, we have some change.
我做丈夫的能发现妻子有改变。
And the husband discovers a change in the wife.
做妻子的发现丈夫有改变。
And the wife discovers change in husband.
儿女发现父母有改变。
And children discover the change in their Pants.
我们常常喜欢唱一首诗歌，自基督来住在我心，你看有何等大的改变。
We like to sing this song since Christ came to live in my heart.
保罗得救了，有何等的改变
？What a great change after Paul was saved.
我们得救了，也有何等的改变
？What a great change we have after we're
saved. 但是改变的故事就是以斯帖告诉我们的。
But the story of the change is told by the book of Esther.
你看见结果，这个整个故事就给我们看见整个改变的过程。
So this story shows us the whole process of the transformation.
能叫亚哈虽鲁从昏君变成英君。
The Ahasuerus can become wise from unwise.
你看，你这里有两个人有很大的关，就变成非常大的关键。
And two persons here are the key.
一个是摩迪改，还有就是他所收养的。
One is Mordecai and the daughter he adopted, Esther.
那么这里亚哈虽鲁就代表我们这个人。
Here Ahasuerus represents our being.
那么我们这个人就是这个亚哈虽鲁这里所描写的。
Our person is described here as Ahasuerus.
一面这个人很有成就。
On the one hand, he is well accomplished.
但是另一面呢，你看见有的时候你看见他的性情非常的暴烈。
On the other hand, you see he is very temperate.
你看他不能够随便被人得罪的。
He cannot be easily offended.
所以等到他邀请王后来到众人面前，王后拒绝的时候。
When they invited the queen to show up before people, when she refused.
那么这个王后的名字叫做瓦什提。
The queen's name is Vashti.
那么因着她不肯来到王的面前。
Because she refused to show up.
结果王就把她废掉了。
And the king disowned her.
你不给我面子，我也不给你面子。
If you don't give me face, I will not give you.
如果你叫我的意志受伤害，那么我也叫你不能过好的日子。
If you hurt my will, then I will not give you a good life.
所以当他在怒气中的时候，他就把瓦什提就废掉了。
In his anger, he disowned Vashti.
但是没有多久，等他的怒气平静的时候，他就想念瓦什提。
Not long afterwards, when his wrath subsided, he remembered Vashti.
当他要废瓦什提，他什么都不想。
When he was dethroning at Vashti, he didn't think of anything.
但是等到他想念瓦什提的时候，已经都太晚了。
When he remembered Vashti, everything is too late.
因为千错万错，他做了波斯的皇帝。
Because anything can be wrong because he is the king.
因为波斯那个时候皇帝所说的话都是变成国家的律法。
At that time, the emperor's words become the law of the country.
而且国家的法律是刚性，是永远不能 reverse， 永远不能更改的。
And the law of the country is rigid; it's forever in reverse.
所以虽然他想念瓦什提，不可能再收回城，不可能瓦什提再回头。
Even though he remembered Vashti, there's no way to get her back.
所以后来我们知道，以斯帖就是一个犹太的女子，就进到皇宫里面。
Later, we know a Jewish girl Esther entered into the palace.
她就做了皇后。
She became the queen.
就取代了瓦什提。
In the place of Vashti.
然后故事就这样开始了。
Now stories begin.
那么等到那个时候，虽然摩迪改因为以斯帖的父母不在了。
Because Esther's parents are gone.
所以她一直关心她怎样长大。
How can I take good care of her?
然后怎样的能够进到王宫里面去？
How she grows up and how she enters into the palace.
虽然你是做了皇后了，
Even though Esther became the queen.
但是莫迪凯还是不放心。
But Mordecai still not let
her. 他一天好像无所事事，他只做一件事，就是坐在朝门口。
He seems to be doing nothing but sitting at the gate.
他要知道以色列平安不平安。
He wants to know whether Esther is peaceful.
就在他在朝门的时候，
While he was at the entrance,
他就听说一个阴谋。
He heard a plot.
有两个人要谋害亚哈水鲁王。
Two persons want to lay their hands upon Esther.
结果我们知道说，莫迪改就通知了以斯帖就告诉了亚哈水鲁。
And Mordecai informed Esther, and Esther told this to Ahasuerus.
那么就告诉亚哈水鲁，你的处境非常的危险。
And you are dangerous.
有人要谋杀你。
Somebody want to murder you.
结果他研究的结果，这个发现说，这果然是真的。
The result of the inquiry, find out this is true.
然后他就采取行动了。
Then he take action.
最后，我们的亚哈水鲁就得救了。
We know later Ahasuerus was saved.
所以这就是我们的故事。
This is our story.
这里的Mordecai是代表圣灵。
Here Mordecai.Represent the Holy Spirit.
以斯帖是代表我们的灵。
And Esther represents our spirit.
我们说亚哈水鲁代表我们。
We know Ahasuerus represents ourselves.
特别指着我们的魂来说。
Especially referring to our soul.
我们的思想、我们的情感、我们的意志。
Our mind, our emotion, our will.
不，很可惜。
Very pitiful.
我们这个魂，我们思想、情感、意志，因为犯罪以后就被污染了。
Our soul, our mind, emotion, and will is corrupted.
结果魂就高度的膨胀。
And this soul expanded, inflated.
我们的魂也慢慢变了形了。
And this soul became twisted,
deformed. 所以这个就是以斯帖记所要给我们看的那幅图画。
This is a picture Esther is trying to show to us.
但是感谢主。
But thank God.
终于亚哈水鲁是得救的。
Finally, Ahasuerus was saved.
他得救的原因就是因为圣灵就经过透过人的灵告诉我们说我们很危险。
The salvation came to him by the Holy Spirit through our spirit tell us we are in dangerous position.
所以我们看见说就圣灵就在良心里面告诉我们说我们很危险。
And the Holy Spirit through our conscience told us that we are in danger.
结果我们真的觉得很危险。
And we also feel we are at risk.
我们就能够得救。
Then we were saved by
faith. 所以圣灵在我们身上的第一个工作就是要我们得救。
So the first work of the Holy Spirit in us is to help us to be saved.
但是不仅如此。
But not only that.
他还要变化我们，改变我们。
Will also transform us, change us.
那圣灵怎么改变我们？
How does the Holy Spirit change us?
那这就是整个以斯帖的故事。
This is the entire story of Esther.
那么到了第三章的时候，就给我们看到那个时候，也许是亚哈水鲁的无知，他看不清楚。
Chapter 3 told us because of his ignorance, maybe
他看人看得不清楚。
He doesn't look at people clearly.
所以圣经说他就抬举哈曼，让他坐在很高的位置上。
Bible says that he has promoted Haman to a high position.
所有的朝臣都要向他跪拜。
All the ministers, all the princes will bow to him.
但只有一个人不跟他跪拜。
But only one person refused to do
that. 在朝门的摩迪改，他不跪也不拜。
Mordecai at the gate, he doesn't bow or show.
所以哈曼就怒气填胸，就非常的生气。
So Haman was burning in anger.
没有他的意志，可以说在万人之上，只在一个人之下。
You can say he is above everybody except one.
只有一个人。能够扭曲，能够叫他的这个意志能够弯下来的。
Only one person that can bend his will.
但是在所有人之上。
But he's above everybody else.
所以我们看到没有一个人能违背他的旨意的。
We see there's no one who can really disobey his will.
在这里你看见哈曼因为他的位置很高的缘故，所以我们可以说他的意志是至上，是最高的。
We can see because of his highest position, Haman is strong will.
没有人能够得罪他。
Nobody can offend him.
没有人敢不向他屈服的。
Nobody can dare to refuse him.
莫迪改居然不屈服于他。
However,Mordecai dared to refuse.
那么这样，这个到底哈曼代表什么呢？
And who does Haman represent?
你如果从圣经里面，你就是这样说，哈曼是代表我们的肉体。
From the scripture, you know, Haman represents our flesh.
圣经说，肉体与圣灵相争，圣灵与肉体相争。
Bible says our flesh contend with Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit contend with our flesh.
这就是我们得救以后的故事。
This is the story after we were saved.
那么等到亚哈水鲁把他的戒指拿下来。
And when the Ahasuerus take off his signet ring,
然后呢，现在哈曼就可以假借圣旨，就可以传递所有的命令。
So Haman now can announce the decrees by the in the name of the king.
所以你看见亚哈斯鲁做了两件错的事。
So Ahasuerus actually has done two things wrong.
第一，他让哈曼高升坐在很高的位置上。
On the one hand, he promoted Haman to a high position.
哈曼喜欢戴高帽子，现在你看见他这个亚哈斯鲁就给他最高的帽子戴。
Haman liked good reputation, so king gave him the high position.
结果所有的人都应当向他屈服的。
So everyone need to bow to him.
结果有人居然不屈服。
However, there's one person refused.
我们知道说哈曼，所以你看见如果有人胆敢来扭曲他的意志。
You see here, if anyone dare to bend his will,
他不会放过摩迪改。
He will not let go.
不过他觉得伤害摩迪改只是件小事情。
However, he feels it's a small thing to just hurt
him. 他要做一件大的事。
He want to do a great thing.
他不光要摧毁摩迪改，他要会摧毁摩迪改一族的人。
Not only he want to destroy摩迪改, but his entire race.
所有在这个波斯大帝国版图以内的犹太人，在一日之内要把他完全歼灭。
He want to kill and destroy and annihilate all the Jews in the entire Persian Empire.
你看，这就是我们肉，这就是我们肉体的情形。
This is the condition of our flesh.
当我们意志受伤的时候
，When our will is hurt.
当我们自尊心受伤的时候
，When our self-esteem is hurt.
你看，里面有一个要求，就是毁灭，毁灭，毁灭。
You know, there is an inward demand that is to kill.
这个肉体，他所要做的向来做大事，他不做小事。
And the flesh always want to do great things, not just small things.
如果有人叫我一个晚上睡不着觉
，If somebody make you sleepless one night,
我要说一句话叫他一个礼拜睡不着觉。
I will say a word to make him sleepless for a whole week.
如果有一个要我的眼睛，看看两个眼睛
，If somebody want to, one of my eyes, I want two of his.
如果有人要我一根牙齿，我要把他全把牙齿拔掉。
If somebody take off one of my teeth, I will knock out his entire teeth.
你不觉得这个就是肉体的本领吗？肉体向来做这个事的，对不对
？Do you feel that this is the ability of our flesh?
所以在旧约里面，圣神知道我们的肉体，所以给肉体有很多的限制。
That is why God knows our flesh. He gives a lot of restraints to our flesh.
一个眼睛换一个眼睛。
One eye for an eye.
一只牙齿换一只牙齿。
One tooth for one tooth.
因为圣灵知道说，人今天不会是一个眼睛要一个眼，一个眼睛一定换两个眼睛。
Because the Holy Spirit knows we will ask for more than just one.
你知道以色列将军很会打仗。
You know the military leader of Israel are very good.
他们知道怎么对付敌人的。
They know how to deal with the enemy.
所以你知道他们有的人怎么讲呢
？How do they say?
他说我们不是基督徒。
He said we're not Christians.
如果有人要拿我们一个牙齿，我们把整排牙齿打掉的。
If they want to take just one tooth from us, we'll knock out all their teeth.
你看，你这就是中东就发生的情形，就这样。
This is what happened in the Middle East.
所以你看见人这个，所以你看见这个这个肉体，它绝对不会以摩迪改为这个罢休，它要毁灭整个摩迪改一族的人。
This is why the flesh will not just be satisfied by kill Mordecai, but he wants to destroy the entire race.
所以肉体不光是和圣灵相争。
So not only the flesh contains with Holy Spirit.
肉体要摧毁神的见证。
And the flesh want to destroy God's testimony.
你看见当犹太人散布在全世界各地的时候。
When Jews were spread over all the world.
当大家拜偶像，你看他们宣告说宇宙中只有一个真神。
When everyone else worship idols, they declare there's only one God.
所以这是他们的见证。
This is their testimony.
因着他们的见证，现在大家没想到哦，是不是宇宙中只有一位真神呢？不是拜偶像呢
？Because of their testimony, now everyone thinking whether or not there is only one God.
你看见撒旦恨恶这件事。
You know Satan hates this thing.
因为他要全世界都向他跪拜。
Because he wants the entire world to bow down to him.
所以表面上他只对付摩迪改。
So on the surface, only deal with Mordecai.
他背地里要摧毁神的见证。
But in a hidden way, he wants to destroy God's testimony.
而且我们知道，在肉体的背后是撒旦在背后。
We know that behind flesh is Satan.
撒旦看得非常明白的。
Satan sees afar.
他知道说神拣选以色列这个民族。
He knows God chooses Israel.
是为着希望有一天能把人类的救主带到 带到世界上。
For the purpose of bringing down human savior to this world.
有一天主耶稣要降生在伯利恒。
One day Lord Jesus will be born in Bethlehem.
从此全世界就有救了。
From then on, the whole world is.
虽然全世界有救了。
Even though the world has hope.
这就告诉我们说，撒旦的末日就开始来到了。
That tells that the ending of Satan is coming.
所以撒旦当然不希望这件事情发生。
Satan of course do not want to see this happen.
你看见吗？他在这里有一个阴谋。
Here he has a plot.
表面上只是对付摩迪改。
On the surface to deal with Mordecai.
接着是神的见证。
Then God's testimony.
这是最重要的。
But most important.
如果这些人成功的话
，If they succeeded,
你我都知道。
No, no.
那就是人类的救主不可能降生在伯利恒。
The savior of man will not be possible in Bethlehem.
我们今天就是最悲惨的一般的人。
Then we become the most miserable.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers,
你知道肉体的本领有多大吗
？You see how great the ability of the flesh.
我们太小看我们的肉体了。
We look take it too lightly.
我们只知道肉体喜欢戴帽，戴高帽子。
We all know the flesh like to show off.
所以你看很多聚会的地方，你看见这个讲道人不喜欢给人戴高帽子。
You see many meeting places, the preacher like to say good words.
那么你戴戴高帽子，他们就来了，大家就下来了，就静下来了。
If you say something good, good to hear, they will say that.
你家里没有高帽子，别人总有地方送高帽的地方。
If you don't say good words, the other people will say good.
那你这里不好，我可以换另外一个地方。
If this is not a good place for me to come, I'll go to other place.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗？
啊，
现在
明白。
在这里给我们看见，因为人喜欢戴高帽，人喜欢在最高的位置上。
Because men like to be promoted, like to be in high position.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们普通以为说这只是人的本能嘛，人的本性就是如此嘛。
We often feel that this is instinct.
你看见在这个学校里面，在班上。
You know, in school, in our classroom.
你看见为什么有的人弟弟妹妹喜欢吵吵闹闹啊
？Why some people like to quarrel with each other?
他的功课不是很好的。
Their grade is not so good.
那功课很好，大家都知道。
If their good grade is good, then
老师也知道
，teacher knows.
全班的都知道
，all the classmates know.
这功课不好的没有人知道。
And if his grade is not good, nobody knows.
他们讲讲话，闹一闹，大家都知道，老师也知道。
If you stir up some troubles, then everybody knows.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就证明肉体喜欢表现的。
This shows that our flesh likes to show.
肉体从来不懂得隐藏的。
And flesh doesn't know what means by.
他如果坐在那里，希望全世界都知道他坐在那里。
If he sits there, he wants the entire world to know.
为什么每个礼拜天还聚会，大家都穿最好的？衣服啊
！Why we come to the meetings on Sunday? We like to dress up.
你讲你穿最好的衣服，就希望你别人看到了。
Because if you dress up nicely, everybody.
如果没有人看到，觉得你不存在，你内心居然会难过的。
If nobody take notice of you, then you feel very sad.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你就懂得我们人就像他们一样。
Now you understand our person, our being is like him.
当然了，我们也知道他们的难处。
Of course, we know him and his
weaknesses. 你在还生气起来是不可收拾的。
When he was angered, he cannot.
你看许多的小女孩子像天使一样，是不是
？Many girls were like angels.
但你看看她一生气起来像个什么样子？你说
？When they are in anger, what do they look like?
所以弟兄姊妹，我们都知道啊。
We all know.
有的时候，小朋友，你不能让你发生，你不能生气啊。
Sometimes you cannot make your children angry.
我那个小儿子小的时候，他不能生气，一生气他全身发黑呀、啊。
My younger son, when he was small, he cannot be angry.
Angry. 那我们全部傻掉了，我们这个不行，我们就吼他，就让。什么都让他不敢让他生气。
If he is angry, he becomes dark black, and we cannot.
所以你叫肉体
啊，
肉体发作就像心脏病发作一样。
The outburst of flesh is like the outbreak of a heart attack.
一个心脏病发作的人，他好没有病的时候，他好好的，跟普通一样。
If there's no heart attack, he looks very healthy.
那我那个小儿子不发脾气，就是好好的，就像普通人一样。
My younger son, when he's good, he looks very normal.
但一他生气，等到他这个全脸是红的，气就憋不过来，那我们都慌掉了。
When he was angry, his entire face turned red, and he can lose.
这个地方当然就不好嘛。
This is hard.
他小的这样子。
When he was small, it's like.
大的就要高血压了。
When he grows up, he'll have a high blood
pressure. 你看见吗？你一生气，血压就高起来了。
If you're angry, then your blood pressure goes up.
所以你知道，肉体就是凶手。
So the flesh is the murderer.
你不要有不要什么叫肉体？肉体就是我们里面的宾拉登。宾拉登不在外面，宾拉登在我们里面。
Flesh is the bin Laden inside us. It's not outside.
你看见那个要叫你血压高起来的。
That will give us blood pressure.
他的目的就是毁坏。
His purpose is to destroy.
不管一个人多斯文
，No matter how educated you are.
他生气的时候。
When he's angry.
你千万不要把刀放在他手里啊。
Never put a knife in his hand.
你千万不要说你看看你敢不敢你敢不敢看见你胆怯。
Never say that, dare you, dare you.
所以你这个肉体不能挑战不能 provoke, 不能刺激的。
You cannot provoke and stimulate.
所以你懂得哈曼的本性。
So you know the nature of him.
哈曼必须要毁坏毁坏再毁坏。
Haman wants to kill and kill and
kill. 因为他的意志受伤了。
Because his will is hurt.
他要救他自己。
He wants to save himself.
所以现在不仅要摧毁莫迪改还有莫迪改一族的人。
Not only destroy Mordecai, but his entire race.
所以肉体在我们身上难处不光叫我们血压高起来。
So the flesh gives us difficulty for only high blood pressure.
不光要毁掉我们这个。
Not only to destroy our flesh.
毁掉一个家庭。
Destroy a family.
我们要记得这个肉体更重要的是他要摧毁神的见证。
His flesh wants to destroy the God's testimony.
我们不是要传福音吗？
Do we want to share the
gospel? 我们不希望我们周围的邻居都能信主。
We want our neighbors all be saved.
我们这有人说笑话，说是这个结婚以前呢，是男的说话女的听，女的说话男的听。
Before marriage and man listens to woman.
那么到了这个两个人在一起谈话，是这个这个女的说话男的听的。
They were talking with each other.And it was the woman speaking, the man hearing.
那么到了度蜜月的时候呢，是男的说话，女的听。
In honeymoon, it is the man speaking and the woman.
那么等到这个结了婚，等到蜜月以后呢，两个人高声的说话，邻居在那里听着。
And after the honeymoon is over, then they all speak up, and the neighbors are listening.
所以你想想看，如果邻居都听见我们的声音，那么什么叫见证呢？
If all the neighborhood hear our voices, then what is the test?
我们怎么能够对他们传福音？
How can we share the gospel?
你说下个礼拜我们请你到聚会里听福音。
We say next week we invite you to come and listen to the gospel.
结果他们窗帘没有放下来，他发现飞碟飞来飞去的。
They forgot to put on the curtain. They see the flying saucer.
这个怎么？这个还有什么见证？有什么见证呢？
What can you see the testimony?
所以你仇敌所要的要扼杀神的见证。
What the enemy wants is to destroy God's testimony.
那不光如此。
Not only that.
那么英雄要遂他所愿，最后他的阴谋能够达到。
For the purpose of achieving his goal.
那现在亚哈水流做了第二件事情。
Now Ahasuerus did the second thing.
那么第一，当然现在这个哈曼就想说服这个亚哈水流。
Now Haman want to persuade Ahasuerus.
你知道我们不能够叫鸟从我们不能禁止鸟从我们头上飞过。
You know we cannot forbid the birds to fly over our head.
但是我们可以不让鸟在我们头上做窝。
But we can forbid him to nest on our head.
你要对鸟说 no 的。
We have to say no to the bird.
所以什么叫做罪呢？
What is sin?
意志赞成才是罪。
When your will agrees, it is sin.
如果撒旦把一个污秽的念头射到我们的脑海里，就不叫做罪。
If Satan project an evil thought into your head, it's not sin.
但是等到你接受了。
When you accept it,
你被说服了。
You are persuaded.
那么这个时候罪就产生了。
Now the sin is conceived.
所以请我们记得。
Now the
sin. 哈曼不管怎么作威作福。
No matter how behave Haman,
不管哈曼怎么样要想对付莫迪改和毁歼灭一族的人
，No matter how Haman wanted to destroy Mordecai,
他一定要谁同意才，一定要亚哈水流同意才可以。
He has to obtain the agreement of Ahasuerus.
所以你明白吗？这是很重要的一件事。
This is very important.
神给你一个自由的意志。
God gives you a free will.
所以让我们记得。
So let's remember.
当哈曼要报复的时候。
When Haman wants revenge,
不同意就解决掉。
If you don't agree, then it's over.
但是如果你同意
，However, if you agree,
那你们两个就是狼狈为奸了。你看很清楚的。
Then you two are become a companion.
现在你要开始负责任了。
Now you will be responsible.
那么结果哈曼怎么做呢
？Then what did Haman do?
就是哈曼呢，他知道这个亚哈所有的弱点。
Haman knows the weaknesses of Ahasuerus.
这个弱点在什么地方
？Where is his?
大概哈曼亚哈所有已经过了四十岁了。
Ahasuerus must be past 40.
所有过了四十岁的人都喜欢算命的。
Every person after he's in the 40s like fortune teller.
因为他都喜欢算命。
Like to tell fortune.
喜欢到算命先生那里去。
Like to go to a fortune teller.
因为他要知道到底他前面路是怎么样的。
Because he wants to know what's ahead.
你知道吗？他想到底我现在四十岁能不能活到四十二岁。
He wants to know if I can live up to 42.
然后呢，算命先生告诉你说，哦， 还是蛮危险，你大概过不了四十二岁。
Fortune teller says maybe it's very difficult for you to pass 42.
那么你就着急起来了。
Then you become a.
那我应当做些什么才能过四十二岁呢
？What shall I do so that I can live past 42?
他说回去了，你要这改变一下你的风水。
Now you need to change your 风水。
那么你在你的房间，你们卧房里面，你这个床啊、位置啊、椅子位，你要摆啊，不都要变一变才行。
You need to change the layout, placement of your furniture in your home.
慢慢的，他就告诉你说，你应当慢慢，他就很自然把偶像就介绍给你了。
Gradually, he will introduce some idols into.
你知道很多人因为怕死的缘故就拜了偶像。
You know, many people because of the fear of death, they become an idol.
四十岁以前都是非常理智的。
Before the 40s, they are all.
有的人拿了两个博士、三个博士的。
Some get two PhDs or three.
一到了四十岁
，However, when they
你看你身上有个弱点被抓住了
，Then the weaknesses show up.
现在你看见仇敌就要抓住那个弱点，你非敬拜他不可。
Then the enemy grab that weaknesses. You have to worship him.
你就知道为什么现在虽然很有学问的人，很有学问的人，他最后还是拜了偶像的。
See, that's why many highly educated people become idol worshippers.
所以，就拜偶像是最愚昧的。
So the idol worshippers is the most foolish.
你说请大家记得，像到底这个所罗门到底是英俊还是昏君
？Please remember whether Solomon is he a wise king or a foolish king？
当然他是英俊了。
Of course he's wise.
因为全世界没有一个人比他更有智慧。
Because there's no one in this whole world is more wiser than
him. 他拜了偶像嘛。
However, he worshipped
idol. 拜偶像是最愚昧的事情。
That's the most foolish thing to do.
结果他就变成昏君了，你看见吗
？Then he become a foolish king.
所以现在我们要知道。
Now we need to understand.
这个如果哈曼要赢得这个皇帝的心的话
，If Haman wants to win over the king，
他一定要抓住他的弱点。
He needs to take
money. 人高兴的知道将来有什么事发生。
Man likes to know what happens in the future.
所以你看见预言真的能够抓住人的心啊。
That's why prophecies can grab our heart.
现在你什么都不管了。
Now you don't care about anything else.
现在你看见吗
？Now, brothers and
sisters, 在1995左右以前的时候
，Before 1995，
有的人看见异梦，这个在异梦里面看见，他们就有的人说是异梦或者看见异象了。
Somebody saw visions in a stream.
说1995那一年，这个大陆就要征服，把这个整个台湾就拿下来了。
Say the mainland China will attack Taiwan and capture it.
结果大家很紧张。
So everyone is
有的人把家当就卖掉，就搬到遥远的贝里斯去，很多地方就去了。
Say some people sell their fortunes and move to the Belize.
那就过了几天，也根本没有事情发生。
However, a couple of months later, nothing happened.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？这些弟兄姊妹忘记了。
These brothers and sisters forgot.
当圣经完成，写完启示录以后。
When the Bible, when the Revelation is finished,
所有神的预言都已经完成了。
All the prophecies of God is written.
但这个不是说你不会预测将来，你当然可以预测将来。
This doesn't mean that you cannot foretell the future.
就好像这个气象学每次说是过两天有旋风，这个果然旋风来了。
Like the weather forecast says in 2 days it
occurred. 但是这个预言不是圣经中带着神权威的预言，不是的。
This forecast is not cannot compare with the prophecy.
你知道我也会说预言。
You know, I can prophesy.
我说我明天一定吃牛肉面。
I can foretell, I will eat beef noodles.
那你一定吃牛肉面。
For sure, I will eat.
我回去告诉我太太一声，明天吃牛肉面。
I just command my wife, and I will eat.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个叫预言吗
？Is this called prophecy?
不是的
，No, it's not.
所以你看，预言在圣经里面是神说的话。
Prophecy in the Bible is what God says.
所以因着弟兄们无知，没有知识的缘故
，because of our ignorance.
所以有很多人就把家就卖了，就跑到很远的地方。
Many sell.Their homes and moved to a faraway country.
你看见一个很有名的牧师回来以后，你看就很困难，非常困难了。
A famous preacher have great difficulty.
因为在旧约里面，如果预言不应验，根本就是假圣经。
In the Old Testament, if your prophecy is not fulfilled, then you are false prophet.
所以不行的，现在你看你怎么能要亚哈什么都跟着你？很简单呢。
How can you get the Ahasuerus to follow you?
你不要怕没有跟随的人吗
？Do not fear of nobody following you.
所以在这个时候，你叫哈曼怎么做呢
？What did Haman do？
哈曼在正月十二月，就在这个就在正月的时候
In the first month,
就是亚哈书十二年正月的时候。
In this 12th year, first month.
所以人在哈曼面前按照日日月月就掷普尔，就是掷青。
At that time, they cast poor, that is the lot.
要定何月何日为吉。
To determine the days and the month.
所以在这一年里面，哪一天是最好的日子
？What day of the month of the month of the year is the best？
弟兄姊妹。现在所有算命先生会告诉你。
Now every fortune teller can tell
you. 迷信也会告诉你哪一天你可以出门，哪一天你不可以出门。
Superstitious people can tell you when you can go out, which day you can.
要要结婚了就跑到算命先生去算一算。
People want to get married, they go to fortune teller.
到底哪一天结婚是最好的
？Which day is the best for getting married？
所以你如果一直想知道哪一天是最好的
，If you want to know which day is the best，
你一定是迷信的人。
Then you are superstitious.
你最后一定拜偶像的人。
And you will become idol worshiper.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个就是世界上就这样。那个时候，这个波斯帝国就这样子。
At that time, the Persian Empire is like that.
你看见这个王呢，有那么大的成就。
You see this king, he is highly accomplished.
他有几分的耕耘就有几分的收获。
He's very hardworking and have good results.
你看见因为这个人他征服了整个的大一大好的江山。
Because of that, he has conquered the whole world.
哪一个不是他辛勤对你来的
？Everything is because of his hard work.
现在大概过了十岁了。
Now he must pass.
他不知道自己要活多久。
He didn't know how long he lived.
所以弟兄们，现在呢，你看见他居然迷信起来了。
Now he becomes superstitious.
所以这就是他的弱点。
This is his weakness.
所以他怕死，你看见吗？所以让我们记得，
所以
叫我们这个人怕死的缘故。
Because we are fearful of death，
所以哈曼肉体就抓住我们的弱点。
So Haman the flesh take advantage of。
本来你头脑很清楚的。
Originally you are very clear。
现在头脑不清楚了。
Now your mind is。
现在你跟着走了。
Now you follow him。
所以弟兄姊妹不分青红皂白，他把戒指拿下来就给了哈曼。
So brothers and sisters, he took off his signet ring and gave it to him。
所以弟兄姊妹，你看你第一他。的的确确抓住了王的心弱点。
On one hand, he does take advantage of the king's weakness.
我们身上的许多弱点。
Many weaknesses in our life.
如果不让圣灵在我们上工作的话
，If we do not allow the Holy Spirit to work，
迟早有一天撒旦要抓住他的。
Sooner or later, Satan will take advantage.
结果你一点办法也没有。
Then you have no way to get out.
有的人问说，这个约伯为什么苦呢？受那么多的苦呢
？Some ask why Job suffered so much.
你如果读整本的约翰约伯记
，If you read the entire book of Job，
你发现说。约伯害怕。
You understand Job is fearful.
他的生活太平静，太成功了。
His life is so good, so successful.
他害怕。
He's afraid.
结果撒旦就抓住了他的害怕。
Then Satan take advantage of his fear.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers,
不要怕。
Do not be fearful.
因为圣经说不要怕。
Because the Bible says, do not fear.
圣经有365个不要怕。
The Bible has 365.
每天都可以用一个。
And every day you can use one.
不要怕，弟兄姊妹。
Do not fear.
你怕的话，那就给仇敌机会了。
If you are fearful, then you give up.
你就给肉体机会了。
You give opportunity to the flesh.
所以你明白吗？
所以，
他们在那掷普尔。
So they were like casting pure.
Pure 就是清意思。
Pure is the law.
所以后来犹太有一个节叫普尔节。
So later the Jewish has a holiday called Purim.
你不觉得很有意思吗？
It's very interesting.
这个就给我们看见，就给我们看见说，没有人笨的，笨的像亚哈水鲁一样。
You see, nobody is so foolish as a Hashir.
他就是伟大。你看他真的有很多的成就，但是笨也是笨的。
He is so great, but he is also foolish.
一个人拜偶像是最笨的。
A person, an idol worshipper is the most.
一个人相信算命先生是最笨的。
A person who believes in the fortune teller.
到那个地方去掷签那个是最笨的。
You need to cast lot. That's the most foolish thing to do.
是
的。But he says,
你没有儿子上主了。
If you do not have a son, ask of the Lord.
求主医治你。
Your sickness, ask of the Lord.
听祷告的主。
The Lord is here. We'll hear our
prayer. 这个是你明白吗
？So brothers and sisters,
这个是非常非常清楚的。
This is very very.
就是因为我们有弱点了。
Because we have this weakness.
然后哈曼就抓住了。
Then Haman took advantage.
这个弱点一抓住了。
When we get hold of this weakness.
然后呢，我们知道这个皇帝就灰糊涂的就把自己手上的戒指就给了哈曼。
Then foolishly, this king take his ring and gave to Haman.
因为在那个时候啊
，At that time.
他就告诉王了。
He told the king.
他说啊，有一个民族啊，对你一点好处都没有。
He said, "There's a race who will not, you will not get benefit."
现在呢，我抽了个签了。
Now I have cast the lot.
那一天呢，就什么事都是有机，都是经历的。
And on that day, everything you do is good.
不过呢，有一个民族对你划不来，对你不上算，对你没什么好处。
However, there's one people who will not benefit you.
所以呢，好不好啊？就干脆把下个职业就把它灭绝了。
Whether or not it's good, let's just kill them.
不过是你要下旨意哦
，But you have to do it。
不下旨意，他们还是活的。
You have to decree for them to die。
所以呢，现在你好不好就在那天赶紧下个旨意，就下旨意，在那天就把他们全部歼灭了。
If it pleases you, then let a decree be written on that day that you do this。
接着哈曼居然贿赂这个王。
And then Haman bribes the king.
贿赂什么意思？
What does it mean by bribe?
就是我给你很多的好处。
He said, I give you many, many good things.
弟兄姊妹，你看见这也是我们的本性。
This is our nature.
所以在这两件事放在一起的时候。
You put these two things together.
所以你看见这个王就糊里糊涂就把他的这个戒指就拿下来了。
So foolishly, this king took off his signet ring.
然后就给了夏甲、亚甲、亚甲，而不就给了这个哈曼。
Then gave it to him.
那哈曼就借着那个戒指。
Through that signet ring,
然后就发出命令来
，and he proclaimed this decree.
那就把圣旨就传出去了
，and spread this decree.
那么等到圣旨传出去，上面的这个盖章是谁盖的章呢
？With this decree, upon this decree, whose signet ring?
上面盖的章就证明说我同意你的。
The seal of this ring proves that he agrees.
我们最近你看你竞选广告不是布希就是Kerry， 你看他们在那竞选广告。
Recently, you see the advertisement of Bush and Kerry.
你看你等到广告最后，那布希要说这是我批准那个广告。
In the end of the advertisement, Bush has said, "I have approved this message."
所以很明显的，这个广告上面有布希的戒指的印的。
Obviously, there's the seal of approval of it.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你看你说哈曼就借这个借着这个他的印就把圣旨就传出去了。
Now through the king's ring, Haman has spread this decree.
到了12月13号的时候，你看你全国上下所有犹太人在一日之间要完全被歼灭。
On the 13th day of the 12th month, one day all the Jews throughout the kingdom will be destroyed.
那请记得
，Please remember，
那个时候王的命令就是国家的法律。
At that time, the commandment of the king is the law of the
land. 而波斯的法律是刚性的法律。
The Persian law is specially rigid.
是绝对不能够后悔，绝对不能废止，绝对不能 reverse.
It can never be reversed or be regretted.
所以这个你肯定吗
？So from this,
在这里很明显的。
Here is very obvious.
当哈曼坐在高子位置上。
Haman was in high position.
现在亚哈薛里纵容他。
Now Ahasuerus indulged him.
把他的戒指给了他。
Give his signet ring to me.
现在你做的就是我做的。
Now whatever you do is I do.
所以等到哈曼把这个圣旨传递出去的时候
，So when Haman spread the commandment,
他事实上是把波斯的一个法令、波斯的律法就传递出去了。
In fact, he has issued the Persian law throughout the.
那么我要问大家。
Now I ask,
这个律是什么律
？What is this law？
这个律是谋杀的律。
This is the law of murder。
这个律的结果是以色列一夜之间就全部灭亡。
The result of the law is that Israelites will be destroyed.
所以毫无问题，这个律是个罪的律，是不是
？So without question, this is the law of sin.
因为这个是犯罪，当然是犯罪。
Of course, this is a sin.
你看，只有摩地改得罪你，为什么那些所有亚哈睡的这个？莫迪改一族的人全部要跟着不明不白的死去呢
？You see, only Mordecai has offended Haman. Why do all the Jews have to be destroyed?
这个当然是犯罪。
This is indeed sin.
这个律当然是罪的律。
This law is the law of sin.
但是它也是死的律。
It is also the law of
death. 为什么是死的律呢
？Why is law of death?
到了面前，根据这个律，所有的以色列人通通死。
According to the law, on that day, all the Jews will be killed.
从正月到十二月。
From first month to
the
month.
然后最近这个消息要传到各地。
Step by step, all the news will spread over
127个省。
To the all 127
provinces. 然后在每一个城里面，他们就把它公告出来。
Now in each every city, it will be pronounced.
上面你都看见这个王所盖的印。
On it, you see the seal of the king.
所以这就是国家的法律。
So this is the law of the country.
那根据这法律，这件事情一定要发生的。
According to the law, this thing must happen.
12月13号。
13th day of
Shavuot. 所有的以色列人他们通通要死的。
All the Jewish people will be killed.
所以这个律叫做死的律。
So this law is called the law of death.
所以弟兄姊妹你看得很清楚。
So you see very clearly.
当我们把我们的戒指给了哈曼的时候。
When we give our signet ring to him.
现在罪和死的律在我们身上就发动了。
Now the law of sin and death start to work in
our hearts. 心就是罪的律。
Because it's the law of
sin, 你就非犯罪不可。
Then we have to sin.
因就是死的律。
Because it's the law of death.
我们非死不可。
We are doomed to die.
罪的律是我所恨恶的，我去做。
And the law of sin is that what I don't like, I do.
什么叫死的律呢
？What is law of death?
我所认为善的神的旨意，我反而不能做。
The things I desire to do the good, but I cannot do.
这是两个律，你看见吗
？This is the two laws.
一个我觉得这个是。这个是罪，我不能做。
On the one hand, I know this is sin. I cannot do it.
结果非做不可。
However, I cannot help but do it.
虽然艾滋病到处都是。
Even though AIDS is everywhere.
这个是很危险的。
It is very dangerous.
But they have to do it anyway. 他怎么样都非做不可。
I just have to do it.
这叫什么
？What is this?
这叫做罪的律。
This is the law.
你明明知道要死啊。
You know you will die.
明明知道这是罪啊。
You know it is sin.
结果呢，他还是做了。
And the result is.
这叫做罪的律。
This is the law of sin.
什么叫死的律
？What is called law?
你明明知道这是神的旨意。
You know this is the will of God.
明明知道要爱妻子。
You know you need to love your wife.
明明知道要顺服丈夫。
You need to obey your husband.
你爱不来，你也顺服不来。
But you cannot obey or love.
这叫什么
？What is this?
这叫做死的律。
It is law of death.
所以弟兄姊妹，
所
以是为什么保罗说有死的判决在我的身上
？This is why Paul says there's a death sentence in my life.
所以弟兄姊妹，从一月到十二月
，From first month，
所有的以色列人他们身上都。带了死的印记
All the people we have this death sentence
所以弟兄姊妹现在你看见吗
Now you see
等到真的哈曼真的坐在高